This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Imagine checking your analytics dashboard. Let's say on a Monday morning, right?
Always a stressful way to start the week.
Oh, totally. So you pull up your rank tracker and you see that your website is still sitting at absolute number one on Google.
Right.
I mean, for your most profitable search term, you haven't moved an inch. But then, and this is the wild part, you look at your actual website traffic and it has just plummeted, like down 40%.
Yeah, that's the nightmare scenario right there.
Exactly. Your rankings are perfect, but your customers have completely vanished. You are, you know, doing everything right by the traditional standards, yet your hard-earned investment is acting like a digital black hole.
It is. It really is the defining paradox of modern digital marketing. I mean, site owners are staring at these dashboards that basically say they're winning the game.
Right. The green arrows everywhere.
Exactly. All green arrows, while their actual revenue just completely dries up. They are following the instructions to the letter, but the machine has just stopped dispensing the reward.
And that exact paradox is what we are plunging into for today's deep dive. We're looking at a highly revealing 2026 report by Janice Ramos. She's an SEO specialist over at Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Yeah, it's a fantastic piece.
It really is. The piece is titled, Why You're Not Ranking, 2026 SEO Gaps and Revenue Growth. And our mission today is to figure out exactly why the old rules of search engine optimization are just, well, dead.
Completely dead.
Right. And how AI-driven search engines have fundamentally altered the landscape, and most importantly for you listening, how you can actually adapt your strategy to survive this shift. So, okay, let's unpack this.
Let's do it. I mean, it really requires a fundamental rewiring of how we even view the internet at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ramos points out that businesses are experiencing this digital black hole, basically, because they are stubbornly running a 2022 playbook in a 2026 world.
Which is a lifetime in tech years.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They're treating search engines like the static algorithms of the past, you know, rather than the highly dynamic AI models they've actually become.
And let's be clear about what that 2022 playbook actually looked like.
Right.
Because I think any advanced marketer listening knows exactly what we're talking about here.
Oh, they definitely have scars from it.
Right. Because it wasn't just basic keyword stuffing. I mean, that died a decade ago. The 2022 playbook was highly systematic. It was like the skyscraper technique, right?
Right. The whole build a taller building concept.
Exactly. You found a competitor's 2,000-word post that was ranking, well, you wrote a 3,000-word post covering the exact same subheadings.
Yeah.
You optimized your TF-IDF scores to make sure you had the exact right mathematical ratio of related terms. And maybe you bought a few high domain authority guest posts to point at it.
It was basically an engineering problem.
That's exactly it. You checked the boxes and you won.
Precisely. It was a game of, well, architectural mimicry, really, and brute force metrics.
Mimicry is a good word for it.
Yeah, because the algorithm back then was essentially just a highly advanced text matching and popularity engine. You know, it rewarded sheer volume and structural compliance.
But, okay. Here is where I want to push back a little, or at least play devil's advocate for the site owners who are probably pulling their hair out right now.
Sure, go for it.
If the algorithm is just a machine, and we spent years feeding it exactly what it mathematically wanted based on historical data, why the sudden wall?
Why?
I mean, why are these highly optimized, mathematically perfect pages suddenly just being ignored?
Because the machine's core function changed entirely. We shifted from an era of information retrieval to an era of information synthesis.
Okay, retrieval to synthesis. Break that down.
Right. So modern AI engines like Google Gemini or the models powering ChatGPT's search, they are fundamentally large language models now. They don't count words anymore.
I don't care about the word count.
Not at all. Oh. And they definitely don't care about your TF-IDF ratios. They map concepts. They map relationships between ideas.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. They're no longer looking for a list of links that feature a specific phrase. They are looking to synthesize what Ramos calls the preferred answer.
The preferred answer. So it's almost like it's the difference between a librarian and a researcher.
Oh, I like that.
Like the 2022 search engine was a librarian who just pointed you to the aisle that had the most books on your topic, right?
Exactly. Here are 10 blue links.
Right. But the 2026 AI engine is an expert researcher who actually reads all the books in that aisle, synthesizes the information, and hands you a custom one-page executive summary.
That is a perfect way to conceptualize it. And if your book just repeats what all the other books in the aisle already say,
then what's the point?
Exactly. The researcher has absolutely no reason to cite you. The AI wants to cite a brand that demonstrates unshakable topical authority.
Topical authority.
Right. A source that deeply understands the entire subject inside and out, not just someone who reverse engineered a competitor's article to make it slightly longer.
Which brings us to the operational reality here. If the old skyscraper technique of building bigger, mimicry-based content is officially a waste of money, which it sounds like it is.
It really is.
We need to know what the new criteria actually are. And here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah, this is the core of the Ramos piece.
Right. The Double Dome report identifies three critical gaps that are acting as this invisible ceiling for businesses right now. And the first one they highlight is what they call the information gain gap.
This is arguably the most critical shift of all.
Okay, so what is information gain exactly?
So information gain refers to the net new data or the unique perspective that your content actually adds to the collective knowledge pool.
Net new data.
Yes. The report notes that AI models see right through content that just, you know, rewrites the top three search results.
Now, I see the theory there. But practically speaking, isn't the entire internet basically built on curation?
I mean, largely, yeah.
Right. People love aggregators. Almost everything published online is just a slight variation of something else. Why is that suddenly a fatal flaw?
It's a fatal flaw because AI is the ultimate aggregator now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, think about it. It can curate and summarize human knowledge in milliseconds. It does not need a mid-sized business's marketing blog to do that job for it anymore.
That makes total sense. It already knows everything that's already out there.
Exactly. If your new post is just a slightly reorganized version of the articles already ranking, your information gain is technically zero.
Wow.
And AI models are trained to optimize for efficiency, right? So they actively exclude redundant content from their summaries. To actually get cited by the AI, you have to introduce new variables.
So what does that actually look like for a normal business? Because let's say I run a mid-sized roofing company.
Okay, good example.
I don't have a massive R&D lab to produce groundbreaking scientific data. How do I achieve information gain without a Fortune 500 budget?
You use your proprietary first-party data.
First-party data?
Yeah, the data that only your business generates through its daily operations. Every single business has this, even if they don't realize it.
Okay, so how does the roofer use that?
For your roofing company, you don't write a generic article defining what is an asphalt shingle.
Right, because the AI already knows that.
Exactly. It doesn't need you for that. Instead, you publish an analysis based on your own team's localized data.
Like what?
Like an analysis of 500 roof inspections in the Atlanta metro area following the April hailstorm.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Right.
Yeah.
Complete with your own drone footage, the most common specific failure points your actual crews found on the ground and your localized cost to repair averages.
That is incredibly practical. You're taking the data that's just sitting in your CRM or your customer support tickets or your field reports and turning that into the content.
Precisely. You are feeding the AI real-world ground-level data that it literally cannot scrape from Wikipedia.
You are forcing the AI to recognize you as a primary source.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so let's say our roofer actually does that. They pull their field data, they publish this amazing, unique report. They have officially solved the information gain problem.
Which is huge.
It is huge. But if they optimize that amazing data for a top-of-funnel searcher who is just casually browsing, it still won't convert into actual revenue.
Right. And that brings us to the second hurdle Ramos identifies.
The intent mismatch.
Yes, the intent mismatch. This is where we see massive amounts of budget just completely wasted.
How so?
Well, this happens when businesses obsess over ranking for high volume what is informational keywords while their actual paying customers are executing how to solve searches.
I think we've all been guilty of chasing that vanity metric of search volume, to be honest.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, everyone.
You see a keyword with like 50,000 monthly searches and you think, man, if I just capture 1% of that, I'm rich.
It is a very, very seductive trap. But user behavior has evolved dramatically. Users are deeply impatient now, and they're highly specific.
Right.
The AI actually understands what we call semantic urgency.
Semantic urgency.
Yeah. Think about it. If a pipe bursts in someone's kitchen, they don't search for plumbing definition.
No, they're panicking.
Exactly. They ask their phone how to shut off the main water valve right now, or emergency plumber who can be here in an hour.
So the AI categorizes the user's intent like. Mm-hmm. It knows if they're writing a high school essay or if their kitchen is actively flooding.
Exactly. And if your website is full of top of funnel dictionary-style content.
The AI just categorizes you as an informational wiki.
Yes, not an emergency solution. The traffic you get from what is terms rarely converts anyway. In 2026, the strategy is to ruthlessly map your content to the bottom of the funnel.
So you want to align your proprietary data with the exact moment a user has a high-intent transactional need.
Precisely.
Okay, so you've extracted your unique first-party data.
Yeah.
You've aligned it perfectly with a buyer who has an urgent bottom-of-the-funnel problem.
So you're doing great so far.
You have built the perfect mousetrap, essentially.
Right.
But none of that matters if the search engine's crawler can't actually read the trap you've built.
This is the invisible killer.
And that leads directly into the third gap from the Double Dome report. Technical friction.
Yeah, this is where the gap between human perception and machine perception becomes really, really obvious.
What do you mean by that?
Well, a website can look absolutely flawless to a human user, right? Gorgeous, high-resolution imagery, seamless animations, brilliant typography.
The stuff that wins design awards.
Exactly. But to an AI crawler, that same beautiful site can just be an impenetrable wall of digital noise.
Because humans process visuals, but the machine processes structure.
That's it.
You know, it reminds me of watching a foreign film without subtitles. You can see the actors moving. You can totally feel the emotion of the scene, but you don't actually know what anyone is saying.
That is a highly accurate analogy. Advanced schema and structured data. Those are the subtitles for the AI.
Okay, so let's talk about structured data in 2026, because I assume we aren't just talking about basic meta descriptions anymore.
No, not at all. We are talking about JSON LD code.
JSON LD.
Yeah. It's basically a script sitting in the background of your site that explicitly tags and categorizes every critical piece of information.
Break down the actual mechanism of that. Like, what does the AI actually read when it hits that code?
So instead of the AI having to parse your beautiful visual layout to guess where the price of your service is, the JSON LD script explicitly tells it.
It just hands it the answer.
Exactly. It says, this string of text is a highly rated local service. This specific number is the price. Here is the verified credential of the author. Here are the geographical coordinates of our service area.
Wow. So it removes all ambiguity entirely.
Yes. You are basically spoon-feeding the AI the exact variables it needs to construct its own answer.
Because AI models prioritize confidence, right?
100%. If your competitor has properly formatted structured data and you rely entirely on your visual rendering, the AI will choose your competitor as its source.
Even if your actual content is better.
Even if it's better, simply because their data is frictionless to parse. The AI doesn't have to guess.
Which circles us all the way back to that terrifying paradox we opened with. The site owner, who is ranking number one, but losing 40% of their traffic.
Yeah, the digital black hole.
Right. If you fail to close these gaps, if your site lacks information gain, if it misses the user intent, and it has high technical friction, you fall victim to the ultimate 2026 reality.
Zero-click searches.
Yeah. Let's look at this FAQ mystery from the report. Why is my traffic dropping, even though my rankings stay exactly the same?
This is the phenomenon that is literally keeping marketers awake at night right now.
I bet.
The user interface of search has fundamentally changed. When a user asks a complex question today, the AI overview synthesizes the answer from multiple authoritative sources.
Using that JSON LD we just talked about.
Exactly. And it displays it in a comprehensive native paragraph right at the very top of the results page.
So the user gets exactly what they need immediately. They have the answer. So they just close the tab.
Yep. They never scroll down. The click is essentially dead.
Wow. The click is dead.
Or at least dramatically reduced, yes. Your site could be ranking natively at number one, right beneath that AI summary. But because the AI has already satisfied the user's intent, the link below it becomes completely irrelevant.
But okay, this raises a huge, almost existential question for a business owner listening to this.
I can guess what it is.
If Google, or whatever AI engine, is just going to synthesize my answer and steal the click anyway, why should I even bother maintaining a highly technical website?
That's a fair question.
Right. Why am I spending all this money just to be training data for an AI that won't even send me traffic?
Because the goal of digital marketing is no longer traffic.
Okay, what is it then?
The goal is what the Double Dome report calls ownership.
Ownership.
Yeah. The old mindset was all about rented growth.
Right. Renting growth, paying for ads, constantly escalating your cost per click, chasing thousands of low-intent page views just to get a few conversions.
Exactly.
You're renting space from the algorithm, and the landlord raises the rent every single year.
That's a great way to put it. It's an inherently fragile model. In a zero-click world, you transition to ownership by becoming an entity.
An entity.
Right. You don't want to just be a link the user might click on if they happen to scroll far enough. You want to build such deep topical authority and such high information gain that the AI explicitly recommends your brand within that summary.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. When the user asks the AI, who is the most reliable commercial roofer in Atlanta for hail damage, you want the AI to output, based on historical repair data and verified service records, your brand is the standard.
Wow, so you are bypassing the traditional search funnel entirely.
Completely bypassing it.
Okay, so what does this all mean for the people actually doing the work? To make this actionable for you listening, let's look at the specific checklist Double Dome provides. They contrast the 2022 legacy tactics with the 2026 growth system.
Yeah, this checklist is gold.
It is. But let's not just rattle them off, right? Let's actually dig into how a team executes this pivot. For instance, the report notes that in 2022, link building was all about raw volume to boost your domain rating.
Oh, yeah. Buying hundreds of cheap links.
Exactly.
Right.
But in 2026, it says the focus must be on high relevant citations and brand mentions.
Right.
So how does a business actually transition from just buying links to generating authentic brand mentions?
It requires a massive shift from traditional SEO tactics to actual digital public relations.
Digital PR.
Yeah. You can't just pay a vendor to place your link on 100 low-quality blogs anymore. The AI filters those out as obvious manipulation.
So what do you do instead?
To get authentic brand mentions, you use that proprietary data we discussed earlier.
The hailstorm report.
Exactly. You take your localized roofing damage report and you pitch it to local news stations as a resource for their weather coverage.
Oh, that's smart.
You collaborate on a hyper-niche industry podcast. You get cited in an insurance company's white paper on regional storm risks.
So the AI connects the entity of your brand with the context of authority, even if there isn't a traditional hyperlink involved.
Precisely. If Forbes mentions your brand name in an article about supply chain shortages, the AI registers that association.
Even without the link.
Even without the link, the AI maps the relationships between entities. Unlinked brand mentions in highly authoritative spaces are significantly more valuable now than thousands of spammy hyperlinks.
That makes so much sense. Okay, let's tackle another major pivot from the checklist. Tracking and metrics.
This is a tough one for a lot of agencies to swallow.
I can imagine. The report states that in 2022, success was measured in clicks, impressions, and keyword rankings.
The vanity metrics.
Right. In 2026, it's strictly about revenue, return on ad spend, and lead quality. But mechanically, how do you actually track that if the clicks are disappearing?
It's a great question.
Like, how do you attribute a sale to an AI overview that never resulted in a traditional website visit?
This is where marketing operations have to mature. You have to move away from last click attribution model.
Where you just track what link the person clicked right before buying.
Exactly. That model is dead. Instead, you have to deeply integrate your CRM data back into your marketing platforms. You have to analyze the entire life cycle of the customer.
Look at the whole picture.
Right. Are you getting fewer total leads, but the ones calling are already highly educated on your services? Are your sales cycles shortening?
Because the AI pre-qualified them.
Exactly. You train your internal algorithms to optimize for closed-won deals, not just top-of-funnel form fills. It requires looking at the holistic revenue pipeline rather than isolated vanity metrics.
It's a sobering reality check, really. You can't just hide behind a spreadsheet showing a 20% increase in page views if the bottom line is actually shrinking.
It forces absolute accountability. The fluff is gone.
The fluff is definitely gone.
Mm-hmm.
So bringing all of this together for you listening, if your current strategy feels like you're just pouring resources into a void, the solution is not to double down on outdated tactics.
No, definitely not.
Writing 4 generic blog posts a month instead of 2 is not going to save you. Cramming your meta tags with more keywords won't move the needle.
It'll probably hurt you, honestly.
Right. You have to conduct a surgical audit of your entire digital presence.
You really need to honestly evaluate your architecture. Are you utilizing JSON LD schema to remove that technical friction?
Right. The subtitles.
Exactly. Are you analyzing your customer's semantic intent and mapping your content to their urgent bottom of funnel needs?
Instead of just answering what is questions.
Right. And most crucially, are you leveraging your proprietary first-party data to provide genuine information gain?
Or are you just echoing the noise of your competitors?
Exactly. You have to force the technology to recognize your brand as a definitive, unshakable authority. because the 2026 test is already being administered and it is grading on a vastly different curve.
Closing these gaps is how you transition from renting your traffic to truly owning your market.
And, you know, looking at this whole transition to proprietary data, it actually introduces a fascinating macro-level question for the future of the internet.
Oh, I love a good thought experiment. What are you seeing?
Well, think about the core mechanism we just discussed. AI models increasingly rely on and reward truly unique first-party data to formulate their answers.
Right. They need that net new data.
But what happens to the entire ecosystem of the open web when businesses fully wake up to the fact that their proprietary data is their only real asset?
Oh, wow. That's a brilliant point.
Right. Do we enter an era where companies start hoarding their data, locking it behind paywalls and stopping public sharing entirely just to prevent the AI from scraping their competitive advantage?
War.
Or, conversely, does handing your most guarded, valuable secrets over to the AI engines become the only possible way to exist and be recommended in a zero-click world?
That is an incredible paradox to end on. I mean, do you protect your data to keep your edge, or do you feed your data to the machine so you don't turn invisible?
It's the ultimate catch-22.
There is a massive tension there between privacy and visibility that every single business is going to have to navigate moving forward. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
It was a pleasure.
And for you listening, take a hard look at your own strategies. Make sure you aren't throwing your efforts into a digital black hole and keep questioning the systems around you. We will catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.